Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
It's another beautiful day in Odyssey, and things are pretty normal around Wits End. Well, they're normal for the moment, but pretty soon Eugene and Connie will be headed for a surprising adventure.
Oh, here's your ice cream. Thanks.
Sure. Napkins?
Oh, no thanks. I have some.
For me.
Oh, over there at the end of the counter.
Thanks.
I don't understand what you're trying to say, Connie.
I'm not trying to say anything, Eugene. There's something going on with Whit. He's been staying here long after the shop is closed, and there have been several nights when I've gone past late at night, and all the lights have been on.
Well, possibly he's working on a new invention.
In the whole shop? There's something going on, and I'm dying to know what it is.
I'm sure if it's important, Mr. Whittaker would tell us.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there are a lot of things about Whit that he doesn't tell us.
Then it's obviously none of our business.
Just the kind of attitude I'd expect from you.
Thank
Aren't you even a little bit curious?
No, my curiosity is reserved for intellectual and academic mysteries, not personal ones.
Well, I should have figured. Well, I want to know what's going on.
Connie?
Yes, Whit?
Could you watch the counter for me a moment? I need to see Eugene in my office.
Oh, sure, Whit.
Eugene?
Yes, sir, Mr. Whittaker. Coming right away.
I wonder what that's all about.
Come in, Eugene.
Yes, sir.
Better close the door, huh?
Oh, yes, of course.
I wanted to have you take a good look at my bookcase.
The bookcase?
Yep.
Okay. It's a very nice bookcase, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, I'm not looking for compliments, Eugene. I want you to make a note of a particular book. Right here, The Last Battle by C.S. Lewis. See it here?
Yes, sir. The Last Battle.
If you pull it out, you will find a key on the inside front cover.
A key?
Yes. See? And as soon as I put it in this lock, right here next to the bookcase, you'll see what the key is for and why I hide it. Now, tell you what. It'll be better if you do it.
Oh, right. Put the key in this lock. You know, Mr. Whittaker, I've often wondered why you had a lock next to your bookcase, especially since there isn't a door or
Well,
any...
turn the key, Eugene, and it'll make sense.
Yes, sir. A hidden room behind the bookcase. Very clever. It reminds me of one of those mystery stories. Not that I've ever read one myself, but of course I've read reviews of them.
I had this room built when I moved into the building. Come on in. I have some things to show you here.
Look at all the computer equipment. Very state-of-the-art, if I may say so myself.
Well, that's one reason why I have it hidden. Hello, Mabel.
Hello, John Avery Whittaker.
It talks.
Yes. I've installed components for voice activation and limited artificial intelligence.
I'm very impressed. Is this what you've been working on for the past few weeks?
Now, this is part of it. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
More you need to know. Mabel, put the program menu on the screen, please.
Program menu on screen.
Now, do you remember the first time you started working here, how you computerized all of the trains and displays in the Bible room?
Oh, yes, sir. You weren't particularly pleased and had me dismantle them.
Well, as I told you then, the reason I wasn't pleased is because the kids weren't happy. Everything was so computerized, they couldn't enjoy themselves. But that didn't mean your idea was a bad one. I've gone ahead and computerized everything again, but not to take it away from the kids. I've hooked up everything so we can see which displays they're using and which ones they aren't.
I see. You can determine which ones they like and which ones they don't.
Exactly. We'll also be able to turn everything on and off from this computer if absolutely necessary. You can see here on the program menu.
Yes, the train set, the Bible room mirror,
uh-huh.
Noah's Ark, headsets, imagination station.
Ah, everything's there.
Very efficient. But what's this program here? Applesauce.
I can't talk to you about that one. You shouldn't ever touch it or try to use it.
Really? Why not, if I may ask?
You may ask, but I can't tell you.
A top secret program, huh?
Uh-huh, something like that. Just stay away from it. You can use all of the others, but not that one. You understand?
Yes, sir. Understood.
Showing all of this to you is a matter of trust, Eugene. I don't want anyone to know this room exists. I thought you should know about it just in case anything should happen to me. You're the only one who would know how to use this room properly.
I'm honored, Mr. Whittaker. Very honored. Mabel, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Oh, how clever.
Whit!
You went to a city council meeting, Connie. Is something wrong?
Yeah. I thought I'd turn everything off since it's nearly closing time, but the train set's acting strange. It won't turn off.
Did you try unplugging it?
Well, I would have, but it doesn't unplug anymore. The cord goes through the wall. I told you, it's changed everything.
Oh, yes, that's true. Well, stay right here, and I'll see what I can do.
Hey, where are you going? The trains are this way.
The office.
The office?
Yes, wait right there.
Wait right there? Why won't anyone tell me what's going on here? I'm getting tired of being left out of everything. Eugene! I want to know what you're doing. It's not fair! I should be allowed to know what's going on.
Mabel, please load program. Connie, what are you doing in here?
Wow, what is all this? So this is what Whit's been working on.
Please repeat command. I do not have a program called Connie, what are you doing in here?
Mabel, load the program for the train.
Train program being loaded.
Connie, you're not supposed to be in here. Mr. Whittaker made it very clear to me that you...
Does the computer operate the whole shop?
Yes, but Connie, you can't just barge...
Train program loaded.
And the computer talks, too!
Yes, Connie, I could get in big trouble for this.
No, you won't. I came in on my own. You can't help it if I saw all this. Uh-huh. This is incredible. It looks like something out of a spaceship or something like that.
Mabel, please discontinue the train's activity.
I do not understand.
Turn the train off.
Train is off.
The train is turned off, Connie. May we leave now?
I want to see more. What else does this computer do?
Everything.
Show me!
Connie,
I'm not leaving until you show me, so you may as well just save your breath and show me.
Child.
Sticks and stones. What else does it do?
Oh, Mabel, program menu on screen, please.
Program menu on screen.
How does it do that? Talk, I mean.
Artificial intelligence, something I'm sure you don't know anything about.
I know about it. It's intelligence that's...
Artificial?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Kind of like artificial Christmas trees. They're fake. They're made to seem like the real thing, but they aren't.
Well, in its most simplistic definition, I suppose you're close enough.
Look at all the programs. Wow, it has everything in the shop, even the kitchen appliances.
It's a master control. May we go now, please? If Mr. Whittaker comes back, he won't be very happy with me.
Hey, what's this one?
Which?
There! The program called Applesauce.
Oh, I'm not permitted to talk about that one.
You're not?
No.
Come on, Eugene. Why do you get to know everything? Let me see.
No! I mean, we can't. Mr. Whittaker was adamant that this program be left alone. It's not to be touched under any circumstance.
Couldn't hurt to have a quick peek.
Connie, we're not communicating very well this evening. First, Mr. Whittaker didn't want you to know this computer existed, and now you know. Secondly, Mr. Whittaker doesn't want you to touch the Applesauce program, and now you're trying to persuade me to go against his wishes. I won't do it, and I'm very disappointed that you're persisting. I expected better behavior from you.
All right, all right. You don't have to get all preachy with me. It's just a computer program. I didn't think it was such a big deal. Sorry.
Apology accepted. Let's get out of here. Mabel, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Connie? Oh, hi, Donna. Wait a sec. I'm trying to get everything set up. I just wanted to know where Mr. Whittaker is. Well, he won't be in until a little later. It's my morning to open the shop. What's up?
Some of the kids said the train set isn't working. They said the switch is turned on, but it won't do anything. I was elected to come tell you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll have to take a look. I think it's... Oh, that's right. Eugene turned it off at the computer last night.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Will you please go back and tell the kids the train will be running in a minute?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, wait, sorry. Watch the counter first, will you, Donna? Just let me know if a customer comes in. I have to go back to the office.
Sure.
Let's see if I can remember how this computer works. See, first I have to get this bookcase out of the way. What did Eugene do when we left last night? He put the key away in one of these books. Which one was it? Don Treader, Magician's Nephew. Oh yeah, this is it, Last Battle. And there's the key. There's the computer room. Now, how do I get this thing to work? Maybe Maybe if I just talk to it like Eugene did. Mabel?
Good morning, John Avery Whittaker.
It's not him. I mean, I'm not John Avery Whittaker. I'm Connie. Why am I explaining it to the stupid computer? Mabel, I need you to turn on the trains, please.
I do not understand.
Turn on the trains? You know, trains, woo-woo, tracks, turn them on.
Please make your selection from the program menu.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Program menu. That's what Eugene said. Mabel, please... Oh, how did he say it? Please load the train program.
Loading train program.
All right.
Train program loaded.
Okay, Mabel. Now turn the train on.
Train program is on.
Thanks, that's great. Boy, this is so easy. I don't know why Eugene thinks he's so smart.
Please make your next selection from the program menu.
Next selection? Well, I don't want to make a next selection. Oh, there's that applesauce program again. I wonder what Whit put on it. Maybe it's a file about me. Maybe it's one of those personnel files about how I'm doing... No, he'd tell me if I was doing something wrong. Wouldn't he? What if he hasn't been happy about my work and doesn't have the heart to tell me? I mean, if it's about me, I should be allowed to see. I'll bet Eugene's looked at it. It's not fair. Why should he get to know all his secrets? Little peek won't make any difference. Mabel, please load the program called...
Connie?
What?
Wow, I didn't mean to scare you, Connie.
Please repeat command. I do not have a program called what?
Look at all this computer equipment.
No, don't look. You don't see this, Donna. Promise me you don't see it. Go back to the counter and forget about it. Promise me, okay?
Sure, whatever you say, Connie. I was just saying that...
I know. I said the same thing when I saw it all. But you have to pretend like you didn't see it. Nobody's supposed to know it's here, okay? Please?
Okay, I didn't see it. It doesn't exist.
Thank you. I'll be out in a minute.
Okay. Wow.
Please repeat command.
No, you better forget it, Mabel.
I do not understand.
Well, I wanted you to load applesauce, but then
loading
I...
Loading applesauce program.
No, don't!
Applesauce program is loaded.
Oh, no.
Please push any key to continue.
I don't want to push a key.
Push any key to continue.
I told you.
Push any key to continue.
All right. There, I pushed a key. Now you just stop so I can go down...
Applesauce level 1. Internal matrix for Wit's End is loaded.
What?
Systems check is beginning.
Internal what? What are you doing? What's all the noise? What are you doing?
Connie, everything's going crazy. All the displays, the trains, they're going nuts. Listen to it.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me, please. I'm sorry. How do I turn this thing off? One of these keys has to turn it off.
Try that one over there.
I am. Look, just go out and tell everyone to get out of the building. Pretend like it's a fire drill or something, okay? And be calm.
Hey, Connie.
What's it doing? Why is it doing this to me? Oh, help.
What's going on here? The whole...
Where's Eugene? I'm glad to see you. You have to stop this thing. Please, I'll never touch it again. I promise, but please make it stop.
Well, what did you do? Let me see what you... Applesauce. You loaded applesauce?
It was an accident. I didn't mean to. Just stop it.
Goodness gracious, move aside. Mabel, do you hear me, Mabel?
Systems check nearing completion. Please do not interrupt.
But Mabel, I want you to...
Systems check finalized.
Mabel, please discontinue...
Systems check complete.
It stopped. Oh, you made it stop.
I'm not sure I did anything.
Oh, I don't care. It stopped. Oh, Whit's gonna kill me.
Well, dare I say it, if we close this room up and go about our business, Connie, Mr. Whittaker need never know.
Oh, Eugene, would you do that for me?
Not for you, for both of us. Let's get out of here.
Applesauce proceeding to level 2.
What?
Level 2?
What does that mean, level 2?
I don't know.
Please enter your password now.
Password?
She wants a password.
I don't have
Please
a password.
Please enter your password now.
I don't know the password. Do you
know
the password?
Well, make something up.
You have 10 seconds to enter the password.
Oh, no.
It's going nuts again. What's it doing?
I don't know, but I need a password.
10.
On the applesauce.
9.
What's in? John Avery.
What'll it do?
8. I don't know. Tom Riley.
7.
Whittaker.
Eugene, what's it going to do?
6.
Quiet, Connie. Bible.
5.
I need his wife's name. His
wife.
Now that's a J word, I think.
3.
The Connie.
I don't remember.
1. You have failed to provide a password. System will now shut down until further information is supplied. Have a nice day.
The lights. What happened to the lights?
No.
Oh, Eugene, what happened? What have we done?
I think we killed Wit's End.
Is this the end of Wit's End? We'll find out when today's adventure and odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and odyssey.
What's all this? Connie, Eugene, where are you?
I'm over here.
What happened? Why is everything so dark? Where are all the kids?
We tried to call you, Ed, but there wasn't any answer at your house.
Well, Tom and I did some early fishing this morning. Just got back. What happened?
It all shut down. Everything.
Everything? Will you please tell me what happened? Well?
You want to guess?
No. Look, this is silly. You're both adults. What happened?
Eugene didn't know the password.
Wait a minute.
The password? The password for applesauce. Oh, no.
It's not my fault, Whit. Well, not all of it. See, I had to go in to turn on the train because Eugene turned it off last night. And I accidentally loaded applesauce and everything started going crazy and I panicked and Eugene came this doesn't sound very good.
Oh, how did you know the computer was there, Connie?
Well, Eugene?
I should have locked the office door. I should have been more careful. The train wouldn't turn off, so I went in and she saw me and... This whole thing sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it?
Not at all. It's very serious.
Can you fix everything, Whit? Can you make everything right again?
Oh, I can try, but it won't be easy. You see, applesauce has a purpose that goes far beyond just Whit's End. It was designed for many other things that I can't tell you about. That's why I installed a fail-safe system.
Fail-safe?
Sure. It's a system that shuts everything down if an unidentified user tries to break in. You didn't know the password, so Mabel figured you didn't belong there. She was right.
I should have known.
Okay, Whit, go ahead. We deserve it.
Deserve what?
The lecture. We let you down. Go on, rip into us. We're ready.
You don't seem to understand, Connie. I can't just lecture you. There's more at stake here than that.
Whit, what's wrong?
I trusted you. I trusted you both to respect my wishes. You, Eugene, to keep that computer room a secret and to stay away from applesauce. And you, Connie, to curb your curiosity enough to know that if I had something to share with you, I would. I trusted you. That trust was broken.
Sorry, Red. I really am.
And so am I, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I believe you, but this time sorry isn't enough. You breached my trust in a very serious way.
We'll make it up to you. We'll do anything.
Yeah, anything.
I'm sorry. This grieves me, but Eugene, Connie, because of what you've done today, you're fired. Oh. Effective immediately. You are no longer employees of Wit's End. If you'll excuse me, I have some cleaning up to do.
Fired?
Wit?
Oh, no. We can't stop there. I want to find out how this is going to turn out. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to do what we always do in a case like this. Keep listening.